Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to talk about our upcoming wheat plot tour that starts today and list all of our other events here at K-State Research and Extension, along with delivering some fruit tree tips. But first, for today's Did You Know? That we can learn why we sleep? Schoolgoers are often cramming for exams this time of year, but students, along with adults, should really get a good night's sleep after cramming or learning new tasks. Sleep consolidates memories, say researchers, who measure the brain activity of sleepers who have just learned a new skill. What you learn while you are awake then is revisited, altered, restructured, and strengthened during sleep. So if you catch me sleeping in the next week, you'll know the reasons why. In my wheat news, wheat variety signs are up and are ready for our annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, which starts today at the Patrick Plot on the north side of Highway 4 at the Marquette Road at 10 a.m. Prairieland Partners will be sponsoring the first stop with donuts and juice. This year, we will have a free lunch sponsored and cooked by Mid-Kansas Co-op and the MKC crew, and it will be at noon at the Black Kettle Park in Mound Ridge. Next, we will head out to the Golly Plot at 1 p.m., just east of the corner of Cherokee and 22nd Avenue. Then at 3 o'clock, we'll be ending the wheat tour at Inman at the Schroeder Test Plot between 4th and 5th Avenue on Cheyenne Road. Make plans to come tour with us and look at the 21 different varieties of wheat and bring your wheat questions for the K-State wheat specialists. They have a lot of information as they just finished up the state tour yesterday and will have all the details to tell us here in McPherson County. I can't wait to see you all at today's McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, starting at 10 a.m. In my extension news, the Mound Ridge Farmers Market will be open this Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. and continuing to September 24th. And it also will start having its market on Tuesday nights on June the 7th from 5 till 7. The Mound Ridge Farmers Market will be at the museum at 406 West Cole Street on all Tuesdays and Saturdays. Come rain or shine, vendors have something for everyone. Some of the Mound Ridge vendors will take the Senior Farmers Market Nutritional Program vouchers. Mound Ridge Market will post on the What's Happening in Mound Ridge website on what produce and items will be expected at the market the day before. And the McPherson County Farmers Market will be opening Saturday, June 4th at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds in the Roundtop Building. Tell your neighbors and friends and check us out on Facebook at the McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. The Farmers Market will run every Saturday morning from June 4th till October from 7:30 to noon right here at 710 West Woodside. Come get your local produce, eggs, baked goods, meats, flour, and so much more. In my gardening news, too much fruit on your fruit trees may not be a good thing, and we should think about thinning the fruit for a healthy crop next year. As fruits start to appear shortly, an overabundance may seem like a good thing, but too much fruit can ruin next year's crop. A heavy fruit crop can interfere with the bud development this summer, and this can result in a small to a no crop next year. K-State recommends removing excess fruit in a process called thinning. In addition to prepping the healthy crop for next year, thinning can also prevent limb damage due to too much weight, and it can promote a larger size crop for this year. Fruit trees are limited in how many fruit they can mature. If you get too many fruit or fruit size, then the quality can go down. Thinning recommendations vary by the tree type, and here are some of the guidelines. For apples and pears, spacing should be 6 to 8 inches apart. Apples tend to cluster in groups of five. In that case, leave the largest, nicest, fullest fruit in the cluster of the tree. Peaches, 6 to 8 inches apart. Plums and prunes, 4 inches apart. And apricots, 2 to 4 inches apart. The exception to these guidelines are cherry trees. They do not need to be thinned and can produce a full load of fruit. These recommendations are only averages, but as long as the amount of fruit on the branch is close to the recommended spacing, next year's quality should be secure. Next Friday is our deadline to sign up for our Farm Safety Day Camp, which is set for June 7th this year. Youngsters will have a fun day packed with safety tips from farm safety stations set up throughout the day. Again, applications will need to be turned in by May 27th for our 2022 Farm Safety Day Camp. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. You might need your light coat on tomorrow if you plan to be out in the garden.